Chumba.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Does friendship really always win? Is a friendship breakup worse than a romantic relationship breakup? And can you make friends as an adult? That's right, today we're talking about your assumptions about friendship. And today we are joined by Gort.
Hello. We're clapping.
And our very special guest today, Yasmin Saeed, TikTok legend.
Let's go.
Yasmin, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, I guess I'm like a comedy content creator, also I do music, also an actor.
We met at a Just for Laughs comedy festival in Montreal. You were one of the highlighted new face creators.
I thought they said nude face this whole time.
Yeah. You thought it was nude face creators?
Yeah, we're like, wow, I like that one.
Yeah, you win.
So that leads us to our first assumption, which says, it's so easy for dudes to be friends because they can bond and stay close by playing Call of Duty.
Who said that?
Reveal yourself.
I don't need meaningful conversation. Yeah. I've got COD with my boys.
Yeah, I like when my boys are just screaming slurs with the sound of gunshots blaring in the background. No.
That doesn't sound healthy.
I played COD one time. And on the campaign mode only. I never played
multiplayer. You did the story mode.
I keep thinking
of fish.
Cod, fish.
That's where my head's at.
Can make friends while you're fishing for cod.
Oh, can I?
Yeah.
Oh.
Young men are going fishing.
It's becoming a thing again.
Yes. Yeah. I've gone to a pier a couple times, like different ones like Santa Monica or Malibu, and there are young men in their 20s fishing with their bros. Oh my
Fishing's
gosh.
Coming back in a big way.
I think it's really cute. Arash's boyfriend.
From cod to cod.
Literally.
Let's go. Yes, pass it on. Yes.
That is so funny. Instead. Real friends are people that you don't need to be constantly stimulated by other stuff. You're able to sit in silence. And
I do think that those are some of my favorite kind of friendships where we could just do something casual, like, you know, fishing or like, you know, something more on my level, like, you know, doing a jigsaw puzzle or something. But like, where you're doing something while, like, a conversation can happen if it happens, but there's not pressure to always be on.
I agree. Because the thing about that, they talk about male loneliness.
Yeah.
The issue is that they don't have friends who are like close enough to have like deep conversations. Mm. So like, I feel like that is probably a good example of why it's a problem. Because it's like, no, you have to have a friend who is, you're able to talk to and you're able to like...
Who's there for you at your lows? Yeah.
This next assumption says friendship breakups are worse than romantic relationship breakups. You think so?
Yeah, 100% agree.
I think they can be, depending on how long that friendship was, what it meant to you.
Have you guys experienced friendship breakups?
Yes. I've had friends that I had to like cut out of my life, and it feels like an ex. I'm trying to think of like of explicit, like we're done. I think, but I agree with it because it's like when you're finding your partner, your life partner, There's like standards and specific like substantial expectations of what you want in your life. But with friends, I feel like it's way more fluid. And so if you have to get to that point where you have to break up as friends, that's gotta be tough.
Yeah,
if there's like a moment where you have to put your foot down and announce it, I've never had to do that. I mean like publicly, like Ian and I had a friendship that fizzled out and then you know, we were able to reignite that. But I haven't had any moment where I've had to be like, you are done, you are out.
You're done?
Yeah.
Have you had to do that?
Yeah. It was like a really big fight. And it was like, without spilling too much detail, it was basically like something happened. I found out about it and I was telling her about what was happening and I was not expecting the blow up. And then, so it was kind of like she was like berating me and like it's your, like you should have known better, but like I didn't have any thing to do with like the situation. And then I was kind of like, wait, like that didn't feel good. And then it was like
a learning moment.
And then it was like we try to like We talked about it, but then there was never like a full apology for it. Yeah.
And that's when it matters it was, more is how it's handled after the big catalyst.
Yeah, everything exactly. After.
So people it was make like, mistakes in the way they communicate, but if you can talk about it afterward and you could like set a better foot forward, that's what matters.
Yeah, exactly. So it was like this weird kind of like back and forth and like I like was like, hey, like, this made me feel like really awful. Mm-hmm. And then she became like really defensive. And then she eventually was like, like apologize. And we kind of like shared our love for each other. But I don't know. Then after that, it was kind of
just never the same.
Yeah, just never the same. And like, I still like have love for her. And I guess I was never like, we're done. But I just, I don't know. It just doesn't feel the same.
Yeah. Yeah. Like the thing too is like with friends, if they treat you poorly like that, like they take their anger out on you when you had nothing to do with it. Mm-hmm. And if you allow that to happen, like especially if you have history and you're like, well, you know, I know them. This isn't how they always are. Like that can then set the standard for them to think they can treat you like that.
Yeah. And I think it was, again, something like that where I was like, I don't want to be known for like, I don't want to be the punching bag every time like something bad happens.
No, it's those times when things get rough of where you really like learn each other, whether it's friends or in a relationship, and like how you guys get through that bad part and you learn how you treat each other through bad parts. I had this friend, we were friends for so long, but I just realized as we were getting older it was becoming more toxic, like as we were entering like womanhood and all these things where I was like, oh, this friendship is not, she's a bad friend, and also it's making me a bad person. Like I feel crazy. And so I had to just like eliminate this person from my life. And like, I still am like scared if I see them in public.
Interesting.
Because they're just unpredictable and.
Oh, that's scary.
Yeah. So yeah, it's just, it's awkward. And then when you feel like you can't have that conversation with somebody, that says a lot too, you know?
Yeah.
Here's a spicy one.
I'm scared.
You should not be friends with your good friend's ex.
Ooh.
Oh, that is a spicy one.
That is a spicy one.
Okay. I think there's a lot of nuance to this.
There's a lot of nuance here.
Yeah, of course.
I don't think it can be this black and white.
Yeah, I agree. Because I think there are multiple things. It's tricky.
It is complex.
If you're also best friends with that ex.
Like they were previously in your life as well too, kind of thing?
Along the lines, you're kind of like, you turn. And I feel like it's also gender-wise. Like, you know, if like for me, if it's like a lesbian relationship that my friend was in, and then it's like, you know, I feel like in some people may think that's less of a taboo thing to be still friends with that ex versus straight relationships or like you're still friends with that, like, the guy, like, now are you, like, is there something going on between, you know?
Yeah.
But then also, if it's like, if they broke up because they were a piece of shit.
I think that's a huge part of it is why you broke up.
Yes.
If they were a complete piece of shit that disrespected you, it's kind of weird for your close friend to still be friends with them knowing that they disrespected you so horribly.
I agree.
But if it was like kind of a mutual thing that fizzled out and you realize you weren't right for each other or they moved to a different... I don't know. There's a million reasons where it's okay, and there's a million reasons why it's not okay, I think.
Yes,
big time. I think it's also like the level of being friends of like, what do you mean? Like, are you getting coffee with them every week? Or like, or is it just something you guys still follow each other on Instagram? Like,
yeah, I think it depends on if you hate your ex. Yeah. If you're okay with your friend being
friends. And are your friends on a united front?
Yeah.
Because I love the feeling of like, yeah, he did suck. I'm unfollowing them. Yeah. And I'm like, they're done.
Yeah, and that's so dependent on what they did and how things ended. But I definitely have friends who became friends with people I was dating. And then after that person I stopped talking, my friend would still hang out with them. And it didn't feel weird
to me. At the end of the day, if it doesn't feel weird to you, then there you go.
Yeah. Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply. This episode of Assumptions is brought to you by Stitch Fix. Listen, I've spent way too many hours scrolling websites trying to find the perfect outfit. It can be overwhelming with all the different brands and choices, or you find something that you really love and then it's out of stock. It can be so frustrating. I actually, true story, spent last night looking at a million different types of pants, all for them to be like $500. Anyway, at the end of the day, you just want to feel good. And this is why I use Stitch Fix. It ships right to your door with a box filled with items that are perfect for you. I took a style quiz, which included my size, my vibe, and my budget. Stitch Fix sends you a fix box with clothes that actually fit and make sense for your daily life. You can try it on in the comfort of your own home and keep what you like. Love it! And the items that aren't clicking with you, you can send back for free with free shipping. Stitch Fix now offers themed boxes too, like maybe you need a date night fix or a fall layered fix or a casual cool fix. Get started today at stitchfix.com/assumptions to get $20 off your first order. And they'll waive your styling fee. That's stitchfix.com/assumptions. Well, let's get back to hearing those assumptions.
If you're in a heterosexual relationship, you shouldn't have close friends of the opposite gender.
No.
What? This is so silly.
Who put that in your brain?
I don't know. This is so normal, but I think it's so silly in my opinion.
I think it's silly, too.
It's silly. It's so interesting and common when you see that. I think it's controlling.
I think it's like, controlling. Yeah. It's very close-minded. Yeah.
You're cutting off someone's, like, life when you're not allowing your partner to have friends that are opposite gender, and it's like, what trust issues do you have that they can't even be like in the same dynamic as someone? Like, I just see it. I just see this, and this is me being assuming. Mm-hmm. And good thing we're on the show Assumptions, because when I hear this assumption, I assume that the person who made this assumption is a man, is a dude. And it's like that, okay, well, if you view that, I'm getting tangled up and overwhelmed by my own perception of like, like, so you as... You as the poster are incapable of being friends with the opposite gender. You're self-reporting.
I assume this was a woman who had been told this her whole life.
Yeah, that, see, that also. It's like, that's why I said when you first said it, I was like, who put that in your brain?
Yeah.
I don't know. I wouldn't be like that. I'd be like, if you're friends. And also, I feel like you could go off of good judgment to know that, to know when your partner is getting too friendly with their close friend of the opposite sex. Uh-huh. So like for me, I wouldn't be like, you can't be friends with women, because like that's weird. Like you can't help who you're friends with.
Yeah.
But then, because I feel like I have a good eye for this, you can, as time goes on, you can notice if they're being like, if there's like some flirty thing going on. Mm-hmm. But again, that's
just
like,
a whole like slew of questions about how much can you trust them?
Right? No, exactly. I mean, like speaking, like I have like two like male, like really, really close friends. We had a conversation about this actually. He was like, if you ever get into a relationship, he didn't say it like that.
If you ever get into a relationship,
consider this over. But like when you get like start seeing someone, will you ever like not talk to us as much?
Oh,
And then I was like, no. And he was like, really? And I was like, yeah, because like you guys are my friends. Like I'm not gonna ditch you guys for another person.
So someone I was dating in the past, we were like three years deep into this relationship. We're three deep, 6-7 deep. But we were like 3 years deep into this relationship, and she was like, I kind of want to like hang out with like some of my friends, like maybe go on a trip with them. And she was mostly friends with guys. And I was like, okay, cool.
Yeah.
I was like, that's fine. And she was like, really? I was like, yeah. Aww. She was like, oh, that was just something I just stopped doing. I was like, why?
Aww, that's
she was
sad.
Like, I just assumed it. She was like, I just assumed it. It like wasn't gonna be cool, because in all my past relationships, it wasn't cool. And I was like, that's totally fine.
It's really
like,
sad.
Yeah, and it was sad because I realized that she had been like suppressing
friendships
because she thought she was supposed to. So I think this is like, while I think it's a super silly thing to believe, I think it's so common to believe this. It's it's kind of the norm in many ways. And I think a lot of that has to do with insecurity in a relationship. Like if I'm so insecure that a woman I'm dating, that I won't allow her to be friends with men, that's an issue with me.
Yeah.
Or maybe an issue with the way that I see that I trust her.
Right. You know,
that's a bigger issue that probably has something to do more with something internal.
Yeah. Something internal or just something you were taught. You never know.
Yeah. There's just beliefs.
I will just say I've had a friend where like they're cool hanging out with me, they're a guy. And then once they got in this one relationship, I just like, they just stopped coming to things and stuff. And I was just like, Because I, as someone who's in a relationship, I was happy with them. I want to just be with my partner all the time. But I still am like, I need to make a point to be outside of that. So I'm not just in this vacuum of one person being my only emotional support. So I understand people are happy with each other and just want to be with each other. But it's like, I notice when it's like, hey, like, where are you?
I like having my partner be involved with my friend group.
Yeah. Like you need to see your partner or that person you're dating with other people.
Yeah.
Big time.
Yeah. Like, are you going to be weird? Like,
think your friends will get the vibe check.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Are you also funny? Can you pick up our bits?
Yeah. Can you keep up with our humor?
Yeah.
Let's see.
Yeah. I was thinking, I think it's also important in relationships when you do hang out in a friend setting to not be like, we're a couple, but like to be individual people.
I agree. Mm.
And for so much of my life, I was like, I'm a couple. And like my identity was in couple that, you know, recently as I've been dating, it's like I will hang out with this person or the group of friends and there will be, we'll just be like individual people all hanging out in a group. And it's kind of, it's a very nice feeling that took me way too long to realize I needed it. Yeah.
Hey, good on you. Better late than never.
Thanks, guys. Frankly, I have no idea how people make friends outside of school or work.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I feel like that's really tough because throughout your whole life, you make friends at school. Like, I feel like I made all my friends in school. Ian and I, you know, we started Smosh together. We met in sixth grade. And then so you, like, have to relearn how to make friendships as an adult.
As an adult, once you are done
with school.
Well, like, school is also a very controlled environment for forced proximity.
Yes. Yeah.
So when you see someone every day, it kind of naturally happens versus when you're outside of that and like maybe you work from home or work in an office, it's kind of like you have to like be more, I don't know, intentional with like the people you want to make friends with.
Yeah.
Did you ever have a non-creator job?
Yes.
Like service industry?
Oh God, so many. I was a takeout person and I wasn't that good. I wanted to be a waiter so badly. And then I worked at a skincare warehouse. It was a very toxic environment.
Dang.
But like, I know it sucks. But that was when I started getting on TikTok and that's when I started making my own videos. And I was able to leave such toxic environments.
Yeah. Did you ever have like work besties?
I did. I got really close with one woman who looked my age, but she was like 8 years older than me. And she like full on had a kid. But she was like so cool. And we would always like chat and stuff.
Yeah.
And then my best friend actually gave me the job. So we had like little connection too. And also I feel like when an office environment is toxic, you gotta have like your alliances.
Yes.
So like we had our little group of like debriefs and like if our boss did something crazy, we would like look at each other and be like we'll talk during lunch. Yeah.
I feel like work, I made unlikely friends. Like I was fully like so close and I had so many app sessions with this like full on mom I was closer in age to her kids than her, but like we were besties at work. It's so
like
interesting.
Work kind of like blurs the line of age.
Yeah.
You just don't, I don't know. I noticed that like you don't notice people's age
for sure.
When you're working with them.
It's kind of cool.
It is.
Do you feel like any of those friendships lasted or were they more like matters of convenience?
Ooh, I think it was more matters of convenience.
Yeah.
But, so I followed the friend who was older than me on Instagram and she would just like post stories and I would like comment. And so it wasn't super tight and close, but I don't know. I like seeing like their accomplishments and being like, oh my gosh, like, congrats.
Yeah.
Hope you're doing good.
And I love that.
Yeah, just super, super nice.
I realize that friendships that are meaningful and will last are the ones where you don't just interact out of convenience, you know, out of being in the same area.
We go to
the same school. You know, I was even talking to my mom. She's like, oh, I moved out of this apartment complex and I thought that I had some really close friends there, but we don't connect anymore.
Oh, because you're
like,
just, yeah.
It was just a matter of convenience. I'm like, mm-hmm. the real friends are the ones where you have to make the plan to show up and you mm-hmm. both are willing to go out of your way to make that mm-hmm. happen.
And that's important because you start to realize like, okay, I only see you when we're like working mm-hmm. or yeah. like we live in the same area like your mom, like yeah. in passing. And then I feel like the real test is being like, oh, let's do something outside of
what
we normally place. Do. And then that's when you see like how far or how real the friendship is.
Yeah. And the ultimate test, can you hang out sober?
True. I never even thought of that.
I also would like to add, can you just like sit in silence?
That's true too. Yeah. That's how you know you're comfortable. Right?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah,
I can tell when someone, sometimes I allow it to get quiet. So uh-huh. like, hey, we're chill, right? But sometimes I can feel there's like a nervous energy that comes up from the people I'm with. They're like, oh, so anyway.
Yeah.
And they're like, they want to fill the silence.
Yeah.
Speaking of filling the silence, actually, I don't know if this is a good transition into this.
I love that you took a swing.
Well, let's see. Maybe it works.
Yes,
okay.
He just farts.
Real friendship means being able to FaceTime each other out of the blue.
Oh. Okay. Are you a FaceTimer?
I'm different. Yeah. I personally, it doesn't matter if you're my friend or a relative, I don't like out of the blue calls or FaceTimes.
At all?
It's like a jump scare.
It's like a jump scare. Sometimes I'm like, I'm not in my element and I'm kind of like, why are you calling me? And it's like, yeah. I don't know. Like, it's just for me, like I'd like the heads up of like, hey, can I call you in like right now or like in 2 minutes? Then I'd be like, oh, okay. Unless it's an emergency. Well. Yeah.
I relate to that, especially when it's like, when my family calls me out of the blue, I have to answer because like one time.
For sure.
When you miss the call, I've had that happen before where you miss the call and you go, damn, I wish I hadn't missed that call.
Yeah, yeah.
Nobody died.
Oh, I was like, okay, what's the next?
But it's like, I wish I'd been there to answer. Mm-hmm. So I do love a text of like, hey, can I call you about this? I just feel like it's always a bit when a friend cold FaceTimes me, I'm like, you're about to mess with me.
You're like, you're on camera right now, aren't you?
Like,
this is a YouTube video, right?
I'm really cooked, aren't I? Yeah, me too. But I relate though.
I used to not like it at all. I used to like want the heads up. I used to want to be able to prepare mentally. Know that I'm carving out this time to talk to this person. But there's something so nice about someone just FaceTiming you and you only talk for like 5 minutes or 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Is it like a relationship thing? Like, totally. Is that something where you appreciate it more because it's coming from a significant other?
I mean, definitely that's definitely really nice. But also if a friend calls...
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I don't know if they FaceTime me out of nowhere. I might assume there's something was wrong or I'm getting pranked. You're right.
But do you have any friends that just like to call people?
Yes.
Doesn't Olivia call people, FaceTime them out of the blue all the time?
Olivia's constantly calling people. I think there are people, like, because I have a best friend's boyfriend who's also a close friend. He just cold calls buddies all day.
Yeah.
He's like, hey, how's it going? Like, he's just one of those folks.
I kind of like it, though, when it becomes so...
It's sweet.
Casual?
I know.
That you could just like pop in and say, hey, how you doing? Oh, I'm good. Cool. What are you up to? Cool. All right. Thinking about you. So that was it though. So, bye.
I think it's the expectation that we're always accessible.
That's true too. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And like always available because of our phones.
I think as long as the person that FaceTimes you out of the blue is cool with you not picking up sometimes or most of the time.
Yeah.
But the significant other thing, I think, let's do this.
Let's do this. We're locked in.
Like, it's like when you're like waiting for like, if I'm talking to someone and I get like a call out of the blue, I'm like, little butterflies. But if it's like if it's like a relative, I'm like, what happened?
Right.
Or if it's like a friend, I'm like, what happened? I don't know. I guess I'm always like, my nervous system's racked too. So maybe it's just like I'm always scared. Yeah.
And that was definitely a thing for a while. Like my mom would only call me out of the blue if like something was a little bit like urgent or like she needed to get a hold of me. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then she would always prep me before like a normal casual call. And I was like, you could just call me out of the blue sometimes to normalize that. Because anytime you call me out of the blue, because it's not normalized, I get like I have anxiety.
Yeah.
So I'm like, let's normalize this a little bit.
Exposure therapy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's good. I like it.
Yeah.
I like when my parents call me out of the blue.
Parents are not your friends, Anthony. Oh, we're talking about friends.
You're right.
Yeah, must be nice.
All right. You can't throw around the term best friends all willy-nilly.
I've learned that.
Oh, do you think people throw that around, that term around too much?
I used to throw it around.
Yeah.
I used to throw it around a lot in high school, mm-hmm. and one of my best friends called me out on it.
Because you had too many best friends?
And that's a good friend. Yeah.
Or was it because they were like, I thought I was your best friend?
Well, I've gotten that as an adult, but as a high schooler, I was a little bit more extroverted.
Yeah.
So I'd be like, yeah, that's my best friend, and that's my best friend. And like, I guess she's considered my best friend. Yeah. She's like, not everyone can be your best friend. And I was like, so I actually took that advice.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know. I feel like there are layers to it because I think you can have a best friend in different aspects of your life.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's true.
No, that's so real. Like, you have a best friend at work, best friend at the gym. Maybe not the gym, but, but I don't know.
I'd like to know what you guys consider best friend.
Yeah.
That's like, is there a definition? Like, or is it just a feeling? You're like, oh, I love to be around them.
I think it's a feeling. I think it's a level of trust.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And seeing each other.
I think that's...
Like, emotionally. Yeah. I think I've processed this a lot in therapy because I've struggled with friendship and maintaining it and showing up for people and who I choose to trust. And, like, I realized, like, my therapist was like, who do you truly, like, what do you visualize as someone who truly loves you, who is truly your best friend? I think it's, like, someone who sees you and doesn't read between the lines of what you're saying and doesn't judge you when you're, like, able to just be so you and talk about things. And, like, I have issues with, like, believing it when people say they like me or that they love me. It's, like, when you believe it, like, Amanda is one of those people for me. Where it's, like, fully trust. And then I have my friend since I was, like, 13, 14, Bree, who, like, I'm like, I don't know, maybe I do this sometimes. And she's like, no, and you're allowed to do that because this happened to you and this happened to you. And she's like, she sees me.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's a good point.
Yeah, people like that who see you, understand you.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I feel like people, you feel like there's no walls between you and them. Yeah, and that you could be entirely yourself.
And fart around them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I thought you were like this.
Yeah. Just like rips one.
Do you fart around all your best friends?
Oh, no. No, that was fully the lie of it. No, I don't. No, actually, they're around no.
You have no best friends.
No, I really don't have best friends. I don't have best friends. Help.
I honestly don't think I'm farting around people either.
Have you farted around
It's just
friend?
Not my thing.
Yeah, but it's always on accident.
Yeah, it's like a surprise. You're like,
it's always like, I try to hold it in. And I'm like, I'm sorry.
Apologize.
I'm sorry. We have to apologize for farting. That is not your best friend.
I just get so gassy. And then, like, sometimes I'll try to hold it. And then I'd, like, laugh. And I'd be like...
We're getting down to it. That's awesome.
It's the best when it comes out in rhythm with your laugh.
Yeah. Oh, my God, like, Anthony.
I try to time it with my laugh.
If I laugh loud enough, they won't know. How many times have you farted right now? Over it. You farted 3 times right now, let's be honest.
No, don't do that.
I did, okay? It was me.
Got my leg shake.
It was me.
Yeah, guys.
We must move on.
Okay, we're moving on. Next up, we have, just because I'm bad at texting doesn't mean I'm a bad friend, with a very sad emoji.
Aww, I feel bad.
But what is, like, bad at texting?
Are you a good texter?
No, but, like, I'm getting defensive. No. I'm like, well, wait, no.
No.
Why'd you say that?
Who told you?
Yeah. I'm so hot and cold, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. What is bad texting? I hear people say, like, oh, I'm bad at texting. Does that mean I don't reply fast enough? Or?
That's the thing.
Or at all.
It's like,
at all?
Well, at least for me, bad at texting is like, if someone texts me and, like, I get overwhelmed really easily, I'd be like, okay, I'll just, like, text them in, like, the next few minutes, and then I forget.
That's fair,
And then, but I always remember, and I'm always like, I'm so sorry. Like, I don't know. It's, like, it's hard because people who know me understand.
Yeah.
But then it's, like, I think dating's a little different of a story.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm all over the place. Like, if you catch me at the right time or if it's something that's, like, a low-stakes discussion, we're back and forth.
I'm the same way.
Yeah, you'll see my dot, dot, dots. Like, we're going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there'll be like, if it's like, a, hey, what are you doing on the week of this for with? And I'm like, I can't.
Because I'm also like, oh, I gotta like, let me check my schedule, make sure I'm free. Because I don't want to be like, oh, yes. And then the time gets closer and then I'm like, oh, wait, no.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm very stringent on marking things as unread if I know that I need to get back to them.
They have that on texting now.
Yeah. And you can mark as unread. You don't use that?
I don't because I'm just making myself anxious. I don't want, I don't want the badge of the numbers there.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I mean, I know lots of people who are not good texters, but I get to see them a lot in person, so it doesn't But if I think that's like, if you're a bad texter and we don't see each other, then that's it.
Yeah.
And someone else said, sending memes, videos, or TikToks are valid forms of communication with your besties.
I think
it shows you're thinking about
that. I do agree with that.
Yeah, I'm not just sending like, this is funny, I'm going to send to this person. It's like, oh, this one made me think of this person.
It's always
sending
curated.
Yeah.
I always think it's cute when someone sends me something, even if there's no context, I'm like, oh, I know that you like, I know why you thought I would like this.
Yeah. So it's like, oh, for me, it's like, oh, a spicy ramen meme.
You know me.
No, but I relate on like the, I feel bad because I do the same thing where I'll get overwhelmed and distracted and then I forget about it. But it's like, no, but I just want you to know, I forgot to text you back, but like, I think about you like all the time.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's that expectation that you're accessible.
It's the expectation element of it. I have friends as well where like sometimes I'll text them something and they don't reply for weeks. And then they'll send me something. Like unrelated topic. And then I'll forget to respond to them. And I kind of like that there's no expectations in that friendship.
That's nice too, yeah.
I think I used to put like an expectation in my head. Like, this is a friend and this is how friends behave. And now this is how we must interact if we want to maintain this. But there's something nice about a very low expectation friendship where it's like, we'll just kind of go with the flow of where we are.
And I think that like ties into the conversation of adult friendship where you get busier. So like you kind of have to like, well, at least in my experience, get looser on expectations.
It's not middle school where all you have in life is school and basketball practice.
And then it's like there's outside stress. So it's like,
I feel like my definition of friendships has evolved as well where it's like, it's not about how often we're connecting. Mm-hmm. It's about how meaningful the connections are when we do have them.
Mm-hmm.
And do we remain friendly and respectful in that time? Mm-hmm. You know?
Give us another one, Anthony.
People are too quick to cut friends out of their lives these days.
And they said
the whole you don't owe people anything mentality has destroyed modern friendships.
I do agree with that.
I think I agree too. Yeah. I think Reddit, like places like Reddit, and the conversation culture around cutting people out is so like rampant right now.
Mm-hmm.
I think there are reasons to cut people out, obviously.
Yes.
As somebody who has had to cut people out of my life, I guess.
Yeah, but it's different. I think that people are now getting in this mindset of like, you see one red flag, no matter what your history is, no matter like, you don't communicate it, you just cut them out.
Mm-hmm.
It's like always communicate things and based on how they respond, that's when you decide if you need to cut them out.
Yeah, and it's just a very individualistic like way of thinking. It just lacks like that community building aspect, like society-wise.
Mm-hmm.
I know I'm like throwing out buzzwords, but hear me out. because you have to remember people have their flaws and nobody's perfect. So it's like you have to see past that and then you have to like be willing to make that effort into the communication or making that connection or understanding where they're coming from. And then it's like, I feel like there are certain things where it's like super extreme and like valid to cut someone off super fast. But like, I have noticed there's a big topic of like, you don't owe people anything.
Yeah.
And it's so like, you cut them out.
I mean,
but then that also is like, you're begging for that to happen because if you think, oh, I don't owe anyone anything and I can just cut anyone out of my life at any moment, it's like, of course, you're going to be attracting people who also think they don't owe anyone anything and they're treating you poorly.
For sure. Like, if you are expecting a certain type of respect from other people or those people, you owe them that same respect. I saw this really great video of this girl being like, hey, we need to normalize like doing things we don't want to do for people we love in life. So it's like, yeah, you're tired, but your close friend is having a birthday party. You don't necessarily want to go, but just like normalize, bring back like showing up for people.
That's true.
I do agree with that.
Yeah, even when it's not convenient for you, like yeah, we don't owe anybody anything because you are your own body and your own person. But if you want grace given to you when you have mistakes, because you will have mistakes and flaws, you have to give that to the other person too.
Yeah,
I think people are like, oh, I've given so much of myself to people for so long and I never get anything back, so I'm not doing anything I don't want to do anymore. I'm like, that's one way to go about living your life.
You're going to be very lonely.
But you're going to be very lonely. Yeah. You don't do it for them to do it back to you, but it just naturally happens when you become comfortable enough with someone where it's like, we both show up for each other.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then you can finally, like, fart in front of each other and, like...
Or anyone.
Fart in front of anybody.
One person shouldn't have to initiate every time to keep the friendship alive, whether it be hangouts or just conversations.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever had a friendship where you're like, let's see what happens if I stop pulling all the way to the friendship?
Oh, yeah.
Do you guys feel like you're usually the ones initiating hangouts or offers to hang out with
people? I think I'm typically the initiator, but I mean, I think the friendships where I'm the only initiator have like, ended. And now it's very mutual back and forth.
Nice.
Like, and I think like what you just said, it would be like, I would notice that this person's super busy, but because we're so close, if I notice that I'm the person.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Initiating the hangouts?
Mm-hmm.
It's
no hard feeling.
Yeah. It's just kind of like, yeah.
Because the relationship's already kind of proven itself.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here's my weird take.
Okay.
I love birthdays because it's an excuse that I can get everybody to hang out with me or get people to hang out with me.
Oh, I love that.
Because it's like an occasion and it's a reason.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Time is hot real estate. Like you're saying currency.
Yeah.
Like, so I feel weird like asking people to hang out on a Friday. I'm like, that's hot real estate. Mm. I don't know if I'm the friend that you want to be spending that day with, but like, I love an idea. Like, are you type A? Do you like planning?
So I like planning, but not always.
Yeah. Like you're like laid back. You don't need things to be going a specific way.
Yeah. It's like, I guess I would say I like having an outline, but I'm okay with not being like totally on schedule.
Okay.
I feel so overwhelmed on things like events like birthdays. I just do not invite people to hang out with me on my birthday because I feel so overwhelmed by it needing to be about me, that I just don't do it at all.
No, literally dream scenario.
Yeah.
I literally want to make a birthday invite where it's like, everybody comes to my birthday, but the theme of the birthday is pretend it's not my birthday.
Yeah.
Do not perceive me because like—
It's our party.
Yeah. It's just a party. Yeah, but it's like the birthday is the reason people say yes, you know?
Yeah.
Next assumption says, if you're gonna cancel on our plans, please give me a heads up a couple hours before. I can't do another last minute cancellation.
Aww.
Yeah.
I do agree with that.
Yeah.
Super last minute's tough. I think day of is good.
I mean, I agree with that.
At the latest, a couple hours is probably, that's the limit, I think.
Yeah.
And that's,
for sure.
I feel like even that's cutting it.
Yeah. Because I'm going to be starting, I'm doing the skincare routine.
Yeah. I know.
I've like carved out my day.
Yeah.
You know?
My makeup's halfway done.
Yeah. This assumption says, if we're good friends, we can reconnect anytime, no matter how much time has passed. I can't stand people who act weird if we haven't talked for a month.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
Everyone deserves a friend like that.
Yeah. I have like high school friends. I still like, we just like randomly text each other after months of not talking.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's totally the same. And when you see them in person, it's like, all right, how's it going?
No time's passed.
Ian and my high school friend, Ryan, he was the one that actually was like messed up in saying mosh pit and said smosh. And he's the reason that I was like, it became an inside joke with our group of friends.
And then became the name of the
And became the name
company.
Of this.
Oh my gosh.
But he was like driving through town and it was just like a super quick thing where he gave him a tour of the office. And I was like, damn, it felt like no time has passed. You feel like the exact same chill dude.
Aww.
Like, it was great. I love
so
friends
nice.
Like that. Yeah, and it had been 10 years. The last time I saw him was at the Smosh the movie premiere.
Whoa.
Yeah. If nearly all your conversations with a friend are rants about life or venting about your problems, they're not your friend anymore. They're your unpaid therapist.
Oh. I do kind of agree with that.
Yeah.
I do.
Unpaid therapist is so funny. I agree that like the real friends are the ones that you can like talk about ideas and like all kinds of things, not just venting and complaining, talking about people.
Yeah. I think it also depends if it feels reciprocal. Are you both supporting each other in these issues that you have in your life? Or does it feel like you're always just supporting them and saying, it's okay, I get it, you know, while they're telling you all their issues?
And it's like, as the person who is like being ranted to, it's draining. Like, I feel like it's a bit selfish to be like always calling one friend just to rant about everything and anything. And like, that's all you want to talk about. And then expect them to always be there for you or like,
just to take that on.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I do have a therapist to just do that. Mm-hmm. Never done ranting though. I still need to go rant to my friends also.
For sure.
But like, it's something I've tried to be more conscious of as an adult, maybe because I was pretty bad at steamrolling when I was younger. But like, making sure that, they just gave me a lot of time to talk about myself. Like, now it's their time to talk about themselves.
I feel like subconsciously I'm always clocking how much I'm taking up the conversation. I don't know if that's healthy.
You're editing your friendship.
I don't know if that's healthy.
You're editing in real time.
But also I'm like trying to make sure I give them opportunities to speak. Mm-hmm. And I feel weird if I'm like, I just took over that whole conversation. But I'm trying to get better at it because whenever I tell my friends, I just took over the whole conversation, they're like, what?
Yeah.
I didn't even notice that. But I do appreciate when a friend reaches out and they don't always lean on me, but like they need assistance. Mm-hmm. And especially like with men, like men don't typically they don't like call their friend after a breakup. You know, I just feel like that's not something men usually do with each other.
Yeah.
But I appreciate that. I had a friend recently, a guy called me after a breakup and it was nice to support someone. It was nice.
More of that.
And guys definitely usually are just like, I got to do this on my own, you know?
Or like you find out a year later or something.
Yeah.
And you're like, what happened? They're like,
Okay. Yeah. Going back to this assumption, I feel like if you have a friend who is constantly complaining, you know, like less from like, here's some issues I'm going through. What do you think? I think that's maybe more acceptable than just complaining.
Sometimes you just want a place to talk about it. You don't want your person to come at you with, well, you should just do this then. And you're like, I'm not ready to deal with that.
Yeah. I guess I'm talking more as like someone who's like, it's like always the same problem.
Yeah. It's like a consistent.
Yeah.
You're like, so this is the 20th time you told me this problem.
Yeah.
I'm like, have you tried this?
And they're like, whoa.
Yeah.
Me and Shane have this joke of like, when we find ourselves in like a complaining loop, be like, careful, you're gonna get stuck like that.
It's like how parents would be like, if you cross your eyes, you're gonna get stuck.
You're gonna get stuck like that, yeah.
Yeah, if you masturbate, you're gonna get hair on your palms.
What?
You didn't hear that one growing up?
No.
We got some head nods in the room.
What?
I didn't make that up.
People hair would say, on your what?
Grow hair on your palms. That's why my hands are clean as a babe. Hairless is what I was trying to say.
Wait.
Anyway, do you guys have any assumptions about friendships?
Ooh. Let's talk about the hairy palms again.
No! We're done.
Assumptions about friendships?
Do we have our
own?
You can't travel with any friend.
Oh, you think there's only a select few friends?
You think traveling with friends is tough?
Yeah.
Oh, like you have a friend that you can travel well with.
Yes. Like not every friend you have is a good travel friend.
No, that's a good one.
Yeah. Traveling is already so stressful.
Yeah. That is so true.
Yeah.
And especially when the more friends involved, the more difficult it
gets. Oh my gosh, yeah.
Me and Shane had like this group of friends that we went on this very long, like it was a lot. Like a lot of traveling. And it went so well. And we like learned. We're like, oh my God, we travel well together.
Yes.
Let's do this again. Because it is a treat, a rare treat.
What do you think worked so well about it? Everyone was down to go with the flow? Or what do you think it was?
It's like there was a good balance of one person was ready to be type A and say, let's go do this. And everyone was like, sure. And then being like, hey, I have this idea. Mm-hmm. And like just organized but also laid back, like you know, and like also it's like, oh, there's no reason to complain because at the end of the day we're able to do this and it's a vacation.
My friendship assumption, I just realized something I've started to learn is not necessarily true. I used to think that you had to have a deep conversation and connection with someone for it to be real friends. I didn't realize, and I'm realizing lately, like, I can have friends where it's like, oh, we just go do this thing together, and we just like each other's company. It's not about, like, how is your life? What revelations have you had? Have you processed that trauma from your childhood? How's that going? Mm-hmm. Like, it doesn't always need to be that. It could be like, oh, we're just going to play games.
Yeah.
It could be something chill. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, you don't need to know each other's traumas all not through always. And through.
Like, it's nice sometimes to be like, oh, we're real and, you know, we have all these complex emotions going on. But sometimes it's just so nice to just chill.
Yeah.
Yes. And at the end of the day, you are your own best friend. So be kind to yourself.
That is a takeaway here. Be your own best friend first so you can show up as the best friend that the people in your life deserve.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yasmin, where can we find you? Can we find you on the interwebs?
Oh my gosh. You can find me on TikTok at LadyYasmina1. You can find me on YouTube at LadyYasmina. And you can find me on Instagram, Yasmin_Saheed.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. So check, you can find me all over.
Check
the
Yasmin out. She's so funny.
Oh my gosh. Yep. You guys are so sweet. I appreciate it.
And we'll see you next time.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.